Okay, well, that was great. A flurry of activity here as the afternoon has progressed. And again, thanks to Robert Oliver for coming down. His new album, Freedom in a Vacuum, the one he's been working on for so long, is finally out. And a special thanks to Mike Hansen. That name is awfully familiar to me. Anyways, $10 pledge from Mike Hansen, and Mike walks away with a copy of Freedom in a Vacuum and more great radio. And, well, you know, it is almost 5:30, and the lights are kind of moody now, and because the feeling is kind of romantic. $40 away?
From
$500. Okay, well, $40 away from $500, so I think quite confidently we'll make that goal and more. Anyway, so you know it's 5:30, and you know since roughly June or so we have been doing the Church of the Subgenius. We've been talking about it. We've been playing their tapes, and our special guest, Jared Bob Dobbs, is here for his special fundraising edition.
1-BOB-595-8215, number for this half hour. And go 800 number here, 595-8215, BOB-595-8215.
Bob.
You still chanting?
Yeah, we got some extra forces, extra help, because a lot of subgeniuses sold short 2 weeks ago, made a lot of money, and they're going to be sending the money here. And the, look, the phones are going already.
I was hoping for this.
Big bucks. We got prizes. We got bad prizes, real bad prizes. They won't give you slack, but they'll send you in the right direction. We got the Subgenius book, 3 copies, $50 plus a sweatshirt.
Okay, let's run that by again. You got the Subgenius book, but I thought you were, you know, in cahoots with the Subgenius.
Me in cahoots with the Subgenius?
With the book. The book comes from Dallas. Ivan Stang, I mean, that is where the book is from.
Yes, my archives, right?
Yeah.
Stolen, because I took off in 82 due to the failure of the first strike. And September 17th, 1982, as Dr. Meter predicted, and we know why it didn't fail. The Bolsheviks missed. The point is, they took my archives that were left there, because I had to make a quick getaway, and they created this hodgepodge called the Book of the Subgenius. Book of the Subgenius. So it's an unedited collage of mistakes. But the only time the real church is happening is when I'm on the air, but we got to give them something, because B.O.B. 595-8215 is the number to call. The lights are going, but the five are blinking already. That's not enough. 595-8215. So this book of the Subgenius, $50.
$50?
You get a sweatshirt and you get the book. We got 3 copies.
Okay, $50 for your copy of the Church of the Subgenius book. And the archives of Bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
I will be here every week to correct them. You get that book, then you'll have some visual guidance while we go through acoustic space every Wednesday as we have the edited, corrected version of the church on the air. Live, electric conditions, electric simultaneity. Wow! So we have a special guest coming in. We have Dr. Makando. Dr. Makando, a Zulu expert of Bobism.
Yeah,
and we're going to have him speak for a second. Dr. Makando recommends that you call 595-8215, and he's coming in now. Say something.
9-5, that is Hamsi. 8, that is wit in the French. And 2-1... 5.
Does Dr. Makando have anything to say about the police sabotaging the Halloween parade to Pretoria Avenue? What does the doc have to say about that?
Well, Bob, let me translate there. Dr. Makando doesn't like to get too involved in actually making statements that could be recorded and represented as evidence.
Ah, yes.
Right?
Very smart.
But I think if you read the poster, and then I'll ask Dr. McCullough, I'm translating for him, any questions you may have in regard to who, what, where, and why.
All right, we start at the top here. Hello, Halloween parade. We are marching to Pretoria.
Pretoria, that is the first question.
Yes.
Pretoria.
Where is that? We know where that is? For around 80 years, the street in Toronto has been named after the administrative capital of South Africa. Some of us believe it's time for a change. Do you? Don't you? kids of all ages are cordially invited to join the first Halloween name-changing parade in Kearney Vale on Saturday.
Transvaal.
Yes, on Saturday, October 31st, 1987. The march to Pretoria Avenue will begin from Broadview and Danforth at 3 p.m. Upon arriving at Pretoria Avenue, we will proceed to invoke the aid of the departed spirits of all those who have given their lives in the cause
of liberty, equality, and justice everywhere.
Our Feast of All Saints will conclude at this avenue at 6 p.m.
Venue.
I can't make up the rest. Read that.
Our Feast of All Saints will conclude at this venue at 6 p.m. Some of us will then be traveling by the TTC's Blue Line east to Royal York, from where we shall proceed to Durban Road, where the trick-and-treating will continue. The mortal remains of Sir Benjamin Durban, just incidentally, this is in brackets, yes, the mortal remains of Sir Benjamin Durban, after whom South Africa's main port, busiest port in Africa, is also named, happen to rest, and he's not resting too peacefully these days, on the west end of La Ile de Montréal. Montreal,
8215, the hotline for around the world, since this is being broadcast all over the solar system.
Okay.
Bob.
We only have one phone. One phone light is up now. We need more, and we still have books of the sun.
Come on, don't play down. There's five lights going, okay. But I haven't seen a light go off since I've been on air.
The intensity is incredible. We have to keep this going. 595-8215. We're $20 away from $500 for this show. You're asking for a pledge of how much for the Book of the Subgenius?
$50.
Okay, J.R. Bob Dobbs and Bob. Shall we play a little bit of tape just to give them a taste?
Of the book, of the audio version of the book, yeah, right. Okay. Hit it, man.
Violently vomiting.
Who's going to listen to that? And when they do, how are they going to feel? Well, I don't have to think about that. You do. Whoever you are.
Wish you were a genius, but feel like only a sub-genius. Have a kisser Darth Vader's mom with a sponge? Tired of gorge-clogging crypto-wimpism? I have a solution. Stay tuned in the weeks to come for exciting lectures such as Drink Your Way to Happiness and a special tour of the Roy Rogers Museum, wherein Bob will prove the trigger has moved again. All this and more on your favorite soundtrack for a crumbling society, Food Fights of the Gods.
All great things are happening. God is showing people things. Many of you are hearing voices. You're tormented. Your man is tormented. Your family. Some of you husbands and wives. You mumble, grumble, complain, fuss, fight, you. Demon powers have tried to destroy your marriage, your home. So you need to come. If you can't, man, you ought to get these tapes anyhow on Demonology. Tape 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And on right on up till we get through. And we'll be offering the tape on 10. Christian B. Demon Possessed at the end of the program, but we're going to take you into that service right now. We're going to take you now into that service in progress where we are sharing on the subject, can a Christian be demon possessed?
Hundreds of New Yorkers at a religious revival chanting the name of a modern-day prophet, Bob. Bob's teachings are the foundation of a church that does little more than parody cults and American consumerism. It's called the Church of the Subgenius. Tom Vitale has this report.
You will pay to know what you really think. If you give us money, we will tell you what to think. And not only have you paid to know what you really think, but once you will get value for your dollar.
Americans will buy anything, and they're getting sold short. That's the message of the Church of the Subgenius, as delivered by the Pope of all New York, David Meyer, at a recent revival. Meyer also instructed the enthusiastic crowd in how to get slack, how to get right with Bob, and how to pull the wool over your own eyes.
For they shall see God. It's still true. God still speaks in special ways to each of us today.
But my feelings toward him are still so brittle and sour.
I don't care more. Tired. I'm tired. I can't tolerate it. I can't live with it.
And that's how I
became a sub-genius. Children, the great St. Lenny Bruce said, American society cripples you and arrests you for living. Here in the Church of the Sub-Genius, we say, cast off those crutches and crawl with pride.
You can crawl again.
You can crawl again, children.
I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing hand me, but that don't change the truth none.
I want to see if one person, one single person, will have the courage of their conviction and come down here and open up to Bob and give me their wallet. I don't just want your money. We don't just want your credit cards. We want your library cards, your voter registration. Give it all up now, okay? One person, that's all we need.
Actually, Bob doesn't care. Bob is the richest man on earth. He doesn't care if he's getting money. All he wants is souls. He wants you to have slack. He wants you to fight the conspiracy. And it is going to take some fighting because they are everywhere. The conspiracy is everywhere.
The overnight
television shows you watch, the rock and roll songs that they play over and over and over and over again.
Of course, this station is
excluded. Doesn't
come in excluded.
J.R. Bob Ryan.
Is the stock market getting you down? Forget about high finance. Get down to street level and support a sound investment. 88.1 CKLN, community-based radio.
Turn my head around, though, I won't let the world turn my head around.
Here we are back again. Look, the phones. Are they ringing?
No, they're not ringing. Something's going on behind the scenes. I think the Pinks are trying to knock off a few sub-geniuses in their hovels over there in certain areas of Toronto.
Okay, we've got one book is gone. We have two more left. $50 pledge. Church of the Sub-Genius book from the man himself, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
B.O.B. 595-8215. We'll get you the book for $50 pledge. Now, we got a problem here. Nobody's pledging.
Well,
like...
look, book. Some people can't afford $50, you know, right? Some people can't afford $50.
Right.
For $5, they get a free poster. Not supported by now. A free poster. Hello, Halloween parade. We're marching to Pretoria. That's what it says. Got a lovely map on it. This fellow who put it together really did a wonderful job. You've got this map of Pretoria, South Africa, and just sort of flowing in with it is this Pretoria, Danforth, Pretoria Avenue, above Broadview and Danforth. Now, this is the whole trip. Here you have this Pretoria Avenue shit. Here in Toronto, I mean, what do you feel about that, right? I mean, what do the listeners feel about that? I mean,
Toronto's been a pink zone for centuries, you know, that's why I'm here.
That's right.
That's why that queen sends her people here, you know. They go to school here. But I'm here. Now, what a big place.
You've got some Arab heavy types. These Arabs, these Jews, they do not like pigs.
Yeah, that's
watch out. Watch out. Watch out, Nazis. Watch out. Watch out, them pig eaters. No more bacon with your eggs, please.
Okay, now here's the point. The reason you've got to send money is that we got to keep CKLN operating because the reason CKLN has to operate is to keep me on the air. Now, the whole reason for fundraising is to raise money for CKLN so Bob can stay on the air because there's no other station that Bob can pronounce on that Bob can keep you up to date. So basically, the fundraising is Bob raising. Bob raising. 595.
215.
8215. B-O-B. 595. 8215. Remember, the whole point is to get me, because I got the only slack. I'm the only one with the slack that can handle the tough times that are coming ahead. And, you know, it's pretty obvious. I said 3 weeks ago we're going around the final turn.
The problem is you're sticking to this Anglo language, this language that, you know, Queen's English and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's give it to them. We've got some readers out there.
Yeah, okay.
Listeners out there, right? So we'll give it to them in Arabic. How about that?
Do it.
Khamsi, Tisba, Khamsi, October, week 8, whatever. Cochonville, 5, 9, 5, 8, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
sense. You remember, in the 60s, they were talking about the pigs, but they meant pinks. It's incredible how it got mutated in the press as P-I-G-S, and they meant P-I-N-K.
Bob.
Yeah. Brooder, yeah. Bob. The
lights are lighting up. People are pledging hundreds of dollars.
A lot of South African exiles here. We've got to talk to them in their language. Okay. We'll tell them in their language.
What are we offering our subgenius listeners, those people who have called and called for the last 6-7 months? What have we got for them? Bob?
Book of the Subgenius, my archives ripped off, but you have that as a menu, a guide for our show every Wednesday, 5:30 to 6. $50, 595-8215. You get a book. There's only a few left.
Just a word, too. There are a lot of South African exiles here. Some of them are not in exile. Some of them are here on missions. Some of those people, you can find them. They always go the wrong street. Whenever they have a demonstration, I don't know why, they've got a king and bay. It's not a king and bay. The South African concert's in the Exchange Tower.
Yeah.
So, a little word to them. Faith, Necha, Faith, Acht, Tweer, Ein, Faith. 595-8215.
We're looking for an audience that is willing to believe everything. An audience that cannot escape, because only then does it stop being an audience and participate in the isness of Bob.
The last thing that we want is a vast stadium full of geeks, 80,000 strong, waiting for us to come on stage and entertain them.
We want them to found their own church.
Get on the streets and entertain
Bob
themselves.
Preaches short-duration personal saviors. You should skip from one personal savior to the next. It could be
a consumer society, planned obsolescence. Things wear out fast. Not our fault. That's the way it is, and we understand.
Because Bob came. Bob doesn't care about your sins. Bob won't die for your sins, because Bob's not the Son of God. Bob won't die for your sins. Bob won't forgive you for your sins. Bob won't do anything about your sins because he doesn't give a fuck. All Bob cares about is that Bob will justify your sins. He'll justify your sins and make them part of his plan.
You servant.
Bob preaches that you have to believe in everything, especially you have to believe in the God that tells you not to believe in him, because he doesn't want you to know what he's been doing to you.
You want me to take you to him? Come, fly the sheep of the wind. Share my wings.
You know, of course, that you are living in a power age. What are you doing with it? I call this power TNT because it is dynamite. Use it rightly, and it can bring you anything you want. Use it wrongly, and it can eventually produce for you what you don't want. But you cannot get away from this power. Just listening to what I am telling you now can be the turning point in your life.
The idea that America, or any country, values individuality as the highest ideal is a cheap myth. Everybody's an individualist, but they don't like individuals. Damn straight. Perhaps in simpler times it was true, but no modern industrial death culture can really afford a population of unpredictables. This shouldn't surprise you. The long history.
You can find out these maniacs back on the air. 595-8215 is Mike with you on a Wednesday afternoon, a regular Wednesday, between 3 and 6. The pot is coming up. The pot is coming up. You're on the air.
Way up. Look at those lights. I mean, oh, I know you're getting a busy signal. George, come on in and testify, George. We got a testimonial. George is here. George is our archivist for this.
You don't have to pledge $50. Any pledge with you, keep the Church of the Subgenius on. The church is vital, the church is important, the church is a lifeline. And here's one young man, let's talk to this young man, a listener by the name of George.
Bob.
He can't hear, Tell him what I'm saying.
Bob.
My life has been changed.
Now you're just a listener, he's a listener.
His life has been changed.
And you heard the Subgenius. And tell us how your life has changed.
Well, he said, he found the well.
Shut up, Bob, shut up. Let George talk.
slack. We're getting slack now. I feel slack. It's coming in. I wake up in the morning and I'm loose.
He's loose.
This is what you felt when you heard it on the radio.
He's loose.
You haven't even read the book yet.
He's loose.
You got it.
No,
he
don't get the book. Listen to the radio station.
He's found it. He said, well, as a well, he's the source. And he got the word.
Compete, George. Compete. Talk, George. Talk. Testify.
You too can be saved. Slack, 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 slack.
And what's that phone number, Bob?
1-BOB-595-8215 for the International Media Co-op. Those listening and trying to get a little snack and a little slack, you got to send money. Now, we got a lot of, all the lights are lit up. We've got a lot of pledges. The problem is that the lines are busy. You got to hold on. We want people pledging for the next two hours for what Bob's doing.
All the lines up. You know what's happening there, Bob?
It is.
You know what's happening with that, Bob? What's happening with those telephone things?
Lines are actually being cut.
I think so.
So
we want the reads. We want the listeners.
The sign of the power of the bomb
please
is that the lights have been cut.
Report what time that you made a call and you couldn't get through to us and who answered and what they said because we got their number.
Yeah, we got their number.
And you say you wanted another language there? How about Chamesh, Tesha, Chamesh, Shmone, Shtayim, Echad, Chamesh.
That's right.
Shuf Pam, Chamesh, Tesha, Chamesh, Shmone, Shtayim, Echad, Chamesh.
Listen to those phones. Thanks a lot. That's Hebrew. 595-8215. Send $50. We got any books left? Any books left? A couple of books. $50. $50
you get a book and something. 1998 into over men and over women. It is an unbroken line of continuous change as opposed to that of pinks, who are an evolutionary dead end and have been spinning their wheels as mere humans for the last million years or so.
I think it's a real nightmare that right now when you open a science book, you'll find creationism on one page. You'll find evolution on one page. Well, where's the page on this book?
Really, both have been visited.
Yeah.
We feel that both
not the, Glenn Bob.
There he is.
I thought of that. That's Glenn Bob. They're glitting around in South Africa. Yes, it's Grin Bob. The Bob Grin.
Genius. Doctor for Bob.
Let's have a party.
Hell yeah.
Are there enemies of the subgenius that you try to eliminate?
The normals.
Yes.
The conspiracy.
The mediocritans.
Well, what is the conspiracy?
It's 20th century tradition. It's the old traditions. It's all the things that got us where we are now. It's Christ without a penis. He's part of the conspiracy. It's presidents that don't look like they're capable of getting erections anymore. That's the conspiracy.
It would appear that the government at the moment is practicing a lot of this religion in absentia for many folks.
It was a trendy thing. So we're actually the conspiracy. You've always heard of the conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're the conspiracy behind the conspiracy. We've decided to come out in the open.
You're the unnamed source.
That's us.
One of them. Well, you've certainly heard of the Public Cretinization Society.
The conspiracy has been trying to squelch abnormality since time began, practically. It goes so far back, and it's so ingrained in our culture that it's gotten to where the conspiracy leaders don't have to do anything because it's a endless cycle of normalcy. Kids are, even kids with latent subgenius genes are born, but they're
raised. Or even Levi's.
They're raised by the conspiracy, making them want to be popular. Raising them to be happy with mediocrity, with everything being the same.
And now learning to apply creative and corrective procedures and to bring back to normalcy and a state of perfection. Any abnormality or imperfection found within any given manifestation.
My name is Mike Dyer. I'm with you once again on a Wednesday. My guests are Bob and Bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius.
They're coming in. The testimonials are walking in. 595-8215.
Just a walk-in testimonial.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
We have a body here. What do you want to say for Bob? What do you want to raise? C.K.L.N. means Bob. B.O.B. C.K.L.N. adds up to 22, which is Bob's sister.
Sold to Bob.
All right. Well, I'm from New York. Got up here at Pink Monday and started worrying, and then started hearing Bob and got a whole lot of slack, and doesn't matter if I ever go back there now.
Praise Bob.
The man has forsaken his life for Bob. We got Bob now. Now we got these Apple guys. They're coming in from the Big Apple, and they're going to take over this Hogtown. We're going to get rid of the pigs. They're going to change the name. This won't be Hogtown. Japanese. Get a Japanese man.
595.
Once again, if you do not get through, if you get through to a wrong number, and you're quite sure that you dialed the right number, please record, tell us the time, tell us what they say to you. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to want to know who you are. Be careful. And as they say, back in South Africa, they say, Amba Gashle. Salagashle. Umfundizi Salagashle. Yebo. Yebo. 595-8215.
Important thing is that we were supposed to get millions. We've only got about, I don't know, half. 500,000 have been raised over this half hour, I think. If only those people live up to their pledges. Imagine that, half a million pledged in 30 minutes, 29 minutes. Now the point is, you keep better live up to your pledges. 595-8215, because I know you're trying to make Bob look bad. I mean, Bob Marshall, Bob Dobbs is walking, raised $1,000 thanks to May Brussels last Sunday, and 1 hour, $1,000. Can you believe it? So way gonna top that, Mays is a figure.
Is that true?
Let's have a bit of slack there. Now, look, we didn't finish reading the post.
No, we only have a few minutes left.
We've got a few minutes left, but let me just make sure that people are aware that a permit was given for this parade, this great big Halloween parade taking place. It was supposed to take place at 3 o'clock, supposed to move off from Broadview and Danforth. And then what happens? Permit was given by Metro Police. Now, today, what happens? You called in, and they want the permit back. Yes, Metro Police have withdrawn their parade permit. So what does that mean? It means the show will go on. There's going to be a lot of trick-and-treating out there without no permit, masquerading, bizarre activities, all to change the name. The name from Pretoria Avenue to what?
Bob Boulevard. Change the name to Bob Boulevard. 595-821. Another phone's ringing out there. We've got this case. I mean, this is the people are phones. And they're going to get their points. The point is, I'm going to pronounce.
Can you hear me? What the heck is going on out here?
We'll arrive with you over the next 5 minutes if you take your right hand and write a check. Even if you're left-handed, if you use your right hand right now and sign a check for $400, that will be used for the next 22 years. That's a promise, an extra prize besides the book.
You remember what Dr. Mark said? Well, there's a little variation on this poster. We haven't yet finished this poster. That's why it's worth $5. It goes to anybody who can only pledge $5 within the next 5 minutes, of course. And then they get this poster free. We haven't finished it yet. It says, bring your suggestions for alternative names, and they will be produced on the spot. No con. Well, I have to tell you this. The parade permit's been withdrawn, so they're not going to make the things we're going to make them beforehand, you see. We're not going to make them there. Then it says, prizes for costumes and creativity. Mass curate. See the swings, acrobats, jugglers, clowns, and kings. And now here's remember Dr. Moss, what he said? Well, this says, cultural workers of the... What does that say, Bob?
It's for a word, but it could be world.
Workers of the world, unite. We have nothing to lose but
ourselves. That's right, and the word is Bob. For half an hour every week, thanks to TKRN. 595-215-1 Bob beyond the air. Because Bob's going to save you. It's hard to believe that he's here in Toronto. But yes, Bob can do it.
Yes, they creep up on you. Conspiracy bug. They creep up on you. Yeah, man. They breed fast, don't you see? And also, they don't need much to live on. Just a constant supply of mindless entertainment and food and salt flat. That's all they need. And salt flat is so much easier to get than real slack, my friend. So much easier. All you have to do is work a 9-to-5 job,
Or, you know, the equivalent, whatever you do, you know, it doesn't have to be a nine. You can be your own boss, entrepreneur, hell, whatever. It doesn't matter how you get the money, but the money can buy, can fall slack. Can only be had for money. True slack can be had for money. But you've got to have a slack awareness, my friend. More than you need money.
Slack is the word. Slack is the word, and Bob is the word. And 595-8215 in the last 2 minutes of the show. I want to thank everyone who's called. We raised over $500. Over $500. And we still have the Book of the Subgenius for a $50 pledge. Or do you want to drop it?
Am I on?
You're on.
What do you mean we only raised five? Come on, Mike. It's a lot higher than that. You know that.
It may be higher.
The problem is we have to find out later whether those pledges were made by Pinks or Subgenius.
We'll go through the files later.
So you want to be safe, right? $500.
Let's wrap things up.
Well we have a point here. Brian would like to point out, what does International Media Co-op mean?
Okay, the International Media Co-op is about to incorporate it within the next few weeks. It won't be in Hogtown, that I can promise you. It's going to be incorporated somewhere else in Ontario.
Why isn't it not supported by Now Magazine?
Well, I think you have to ask Now that.
All right, why is it
fucking yuppie assholes.
Yeah.
Why is it, who's it sponsored by? M&M's? Well, you know, M&M's, a good peanut chocolate company.
Oh, yeah. They sponsor this?
Well, no, that's just a con.
I
con,
see, it's a cover,
yeah.
Yes,
M&M's.
You have to infiltrate the pink
prison. Let me ask you a question. M&M's is mothers and motherfuckers. But I want to know this. I want to know this. Why don't we ever hear about the fatherfuckers? Do you tell me that? We know all about them mothers. What about them fathers?
Because you got to get me into the Secret Council of Ten. That's what we're going to hear. About. That's right. If I get into the Secret Council of 10, which requires me to be on the air every Wednesday, and you to keep CKL going and alive, then there's a chance for us to bypass the Book of Revelations. And the whole pink dogma of that, which must come to pass, will come to pass. We can bypass that if you let me in there. If I give out the phone number and you vote, then I will orchestrate a fantastic salvation for myself. And anybody who agrees with me...
Five posters left. We've been giving away five so far. We've got another five left. But you've got to call fast because... And I'm quite sure that they're cutting the line. Do you
think? I think so, yeah. I think that there's been a...
And they're saying, this is CKLN. It's not CKLN, so check it out.
But that's all the more reason to pledge at 595-8215 because the power is frightened by Bob for half an hour. They cut the lines just because Bob was on.
Right. Goodbye, Bob. Bob, no. Bob, Black Sheep. Bob.
Bob, Black Sheep. Bye. The opening syllables in the first thunder.
Bob. See you.
Thank you very
next week.
Thank you very
next
much.
Next week. Fundraising will be over next week.
And Dr. Makande is in Kulu's got one last word.
The talking grum. That's right. International satellite hookup. Bob brought
They'll
it to
never
you.
Cut him off. They'll never
you
cut him.
You bring Bob here.
595-8215. Church of the Subgenius, the book you've seen, the book you've heard so much about, available for a pledge now. Call 595-8215.
$50.
Tom Given is in next. He'll continue the fundraising. Fundraising will be over at Sunday at midnight. Thank you all very, very much. See you next week.
Bob.
Conceptualize himself to be hot sinus effluvia on silver platters, but in reality revealed themselves to be cold mucus incrustation on a paper plate.
But that's the way religion is. It's been a constant battle since the very beginning. The first man to try to guess why he climbed out of the slime was the first man to pick up a stick and hit his brother. We've been programmed.
Offer boy, we're prohibited.
From the very beginning. Our slap was taken away the moment we entered this world-weary treadmill, and we've been running like little rats through a maze, and the only way you can get away from that is to deprogram. Edit your own memory. Take those bad memories. Take those horrible training regimens that you were subjected to.
Well, how important is it to have money in the bank? What about money of your own? Have you any?
It's CKLN with the freshest sounds. Talking your body.
down to the ground. Around the clock, 8 days a week, 88.1 is your radio speed. But running the show, it just ain't cheap. And we don't want to deal with those corporate creeps. So we have to race past through this burning drive, so CKLX can keep kicking it live. We have to be cold, getting it, money. You got to be cold, giving it, money. So give a dollar,
or two,
or ten,
or 50.
Now's not the time to hold up and get thrifty.
Crowds are on. Cheering. They're cheering because Bob Madness has calmed down a bit. This is Tom. Tom Given. I've been with you for the last year since last year's major fundraising drive. And show your love this night. Send some money this way if you are a regular listener of this show. Enjoy this type of music. Show that you like me. You like me. 595-8215 is the number. I'm going to say hello to many people who should be calling up tonight. Say hello to Magic Lizard Al, who is another member of the CKLN family down here, and I hope he comes down and visits tonight. Also want to say hello.